ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 13 रहुगुना कन्वर्सेस विद जड़भरत। टेक्स्ट नंचितो हम सकुलम समाविशन अरोचयन शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिवृत्तेन्द्रियः परस्परो द्वीक्षण विस्मृतावधि ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन बीइंग चीटेड बाय देम द लिविंग एंटिटी इन द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ट्राइज टू गिव अप the association of these so-called yogis, swamis and incarnations and come to the association of real devotees. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instruction of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. He derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Purport. Sometimes a foolish person becomes disgusted with bad association and comes to the association of devotees and brahmanas and take initiation from a spiritual master. As advised by the spiritual master, he tries to follow the regulative principles, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are so-called spiritualists are compared to monkeys. Outwardly, monkeys sometimes resemble sadhus because they live naked in the forest and pick fruits. But their only desire is to keep many female monkeys and enjoy sex life. Sometimes so-called spiritualists seeking a spiritual life come to associate with Krishna conscious devotees. But they cannot execute the regulative principles or follow the path of spiritual life. Consequently, they leave the association of devotees and go to associate with sense gratifiers who are compared to monkeys. Again, they revive their sex and intoxication, and looking at one another's faces, they are thus satisfied. In this way, they pass their lives up to the point of death. Told that those who come to Krishna consciousness and leave Krishna consciousness before they are matured, they are most unfortunate. So, Srila Prabhupada categorized the people in three types. So, first are the unfortunate people who does not come to Krishna consciousness. In this purport also, Srila Prabhupada is explaining who are these unfortunate people. There are the people who are totally materialistic people. They don't know that what is the devotional service. They never understand what is the devotional aspects. So, such people, they never come to the devotional line. So they are very unfortunate. And there are other different types of people, like Srila Prabhupada explaining, and he is giving the example of these monkeys. They wanted to come to, they wanted to do some transcendental activities, but unfortunately they come in very bad association, like the so-called cheaters or the so-called yogis. So they will cheat these people. So it is very difficult for those people also to come to Krishna consciousness. So again they have become unfortunate. The second category is the fortunate people, those who come to Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained, Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paiya Bhakti Lata Bij. There are innumerable living entities who are wandering all over the universe, but there are very few people who will get the prasad or the krupa or the mercy of the Guru. So, if one gets the krupa, he is called as the krupa siddha. So to explain this, Srila Prabhupada give one example. Suppose there is a beggar on the roadside. He is a roadpathi. So sometimes suppose that rich person comes and he has plenty of wealth. Say he gave 1 crore rupees to that beggar. So this roadpathi becomes a crorepathi. He don't have any qualification, but just by his causeless mercy, he is giving 1 crore rupees. But sometimes the people become hesitant that they don't want to take this one. But still, suppose this person is forcing him that, take this. I am just giving like this only. So in few seconds, this roadpathi becomes a crorepathi. But when he becomes the crorepathi, but he should have to strive to maintain the status of crorepathi. Otherwise, even if 1 paisa, if he lost, then he is not called as crorepathi. Then he is called as some other pathi. So he should strive so that he can maintain the status of that crorepathi. And he should imbibe many characters so that he can be seen like a crorepathi. If he is not serious to maintain his status of crorepathi, ultimately again, that chine punya marte loka mishanti, he will again becomes roadpathi. Similarly to the living entities, when he gets this guru krupa or the krupa, so he becomes a devotee. But if he is not serious in his devotional aspects, again he will go back to his materialistic activities. So this guru krupa is very important. So one time to Srila Prabhupada, one devotee asked, so Srila Prabhupada, we don't have any credits of spiritual aspects, but somehow we come to this devotional service. What is our qualification that we come to this devotional service? So Srila Prabhupada told, you don't have any qualifications. All your qualifications are created by me. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, again it is explained that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayavudai. This Krishna Prema, this love of Godhead is dormant in every living entity. But when the Guru comes and he tells about the devotional aspects, when the person starts practicing, then this Krishna Prema, which is dormant, it will be evolved. One time one person, he was working in a garage and he was repairing all the things, and somehow he has to take all the petrol, and he took out the petrol in some small container. So that time there was some small kid, he was playing. He just come to this person and he was just asking, so what is this liquid which looks like a water? So this the person who is working in garage, he started explaining to that child, see, this is not an ordinary water, this is petrol, and it has got inflammability quality. But this child, he doesn't understand what is this. He was just thinking that this person is joking with me. You are telling that this liquid has got inflammability quality, but it looks very quiet. It looks very ordinary. It looks like some ordinary water. How can I know that this has got some inflammability quality? So to prove this point, this garage wala, he take a matchstick and he just strike that match and just touches that liquid. Then there is a big sound. And this child, he becomes frightened. And he can see that the flammability was coming. The petrol started burning. So similarly, when we see the living entities, before coming to Krishna consciousness, they are like all ordinary people. Whenever you see, they don't have any spiritual aspects. But when this matchstick or the fire of this Guru Krupa, it comes and touches that person, the dormant, this Krishna consciousness is awakened completely. And when the friends who are with this person, they started wondering, like this child, this person was also coming with me to the movies, he was coming to me with me with the bars, nowadays he is not coming. So what happened to him? So this Krupa of spiritual master, it is very important. Because of this, one can become very fortunate. So this is the second category Srila Prabhupada was telling. And the third category are those who are most unfortunate. They come to Krishna consciousness and they stay for some time, but before getting the maturity in Krishna consciousness, they leave. So why this happens? Because there are so many obstacles. One obstacle is because of their old habits. As there is a saying in English, that old habits die hard. as the spelling of habit also sees that it is H-A-B-I-T. If you remove A, then again there is A-B-I-T. That is, a bit is there. Even if you remove H-A, then there is B-I-T. That is, bit is there. And if you remove H-A-B, then I-T is there. Again, it is there. So it is called as the old habits die hard. So one time there was a street dog. It was just wandering. And a rich man was become to him. And he took that dog to his home. And he was giving all the nice facilities to him. And one time he was taking this dog on the in the road, on the in the car, and they were just driving on the road. But as soon as this dog, he was enjoying all the nice facilities, but as soon as he saw some garbage outside, so it just jumped out of this car and just went to enjoy that garbage because it has got his old habits. And later, again, somehow this person catch hold of that dog and he gets it back in the car. Again, they started moving. And after some time, he saw that there was a female dog which was also wandering along the roadside. Again, when it saw that female dog, again its old habits is regained and it again jumped out from this car. So we can see by this example that these old habits are there. They are very difficult and these acts as obstacles on the path of devotional service. So one time Srila Prabhupada learned that some of his initiated disciples, they have got their former bad habits of smoking marijuana, etc. So Srila Prabhupada becomes very angry and he was telling that this is only because of their bad sangha or bad association they are doing like that. Then Srila Prabhupada gave one nice example. He told about the bed bugs. These bed bugs, they are there during the, when the winter season comes, these bed bugs, they disappear. But as soon as there is a favorable condition, again, after some time, these bed bugs, again, they reappear. Then what will they do? They will start sucking the blood of that person and they will grow fat. And ultimately, the person, he becomes very weak. Similarly, these old habits are like these bed bugs. They will take out our all vital energy and we will lose our devotional qualities. So this kama or the desire are like the seeds in our heart. So the transcendentalist or the practicing sadhaka should be very careful to see that the old habit should not again reoccur. Even in the example of, we can see the Sauvari Muni, he was a yogi. He was practicing nicely in the midst of Yamuna River. But just he sees that two fishes are mating, again this kama, which was innate in his heart, he just evoked and he just come out of his yoga and he get married. Similarly, in the case of Vishwamitra Muni, that he also just hearing the tinkling of the anklets of Menaka, his all yoga is completely destroyed. So these desires are always there. These old habits are always there. So the sadhaka should be very careful so that they should not destroy his devotional services. One time, again, Srila Prabhupada noticed that some of his brahmacharis, they are started growing a long hair. Then Srila Prabhupada told that these are all hippie tendencies and they are again sprouting as the long hair. And he called them as hippie seeds. So we can see that these old habits are the obstacles on the path of devotional service. Again, one more obstacle is the free will. This government, it produces these cigarette boxes and on that they give the statutory warning that cigarette smoking is injurious to health. But still people are addicted to the smoking. They are free to smoke, but they are not free from the results of smoking. So one should be very careful. And again, sometimes the child, he is free to play, but sometimes he does wrong. And again, the father tells that he should not do like this. But sometimes he does not listen. Then father will tell that, okay, you just continue. And when he gets hurt, that time he will understand that he should not do. So this free will is there, but one should understand that the free will should be used in a proper service or proper attitude. Otherwise, it will become obstacle on the path of devotional service. One time, one person asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, my mind is always disturbed. So with the disturbed mind, how can I do this devotional service? Then Srila Prabhupada answered that we are not mind. we are independent of this mind. And actually, we are not mind, we are soul. So even if you have this disturbed mind, you can surrender your soul to Srila, to Lord Sri Krishna, and you can continue this devotional service. And one time Srila Prabhupada met a judge from Allahabad, and they were having a nice talk. And in the meanwhile, that Srila Prabhupada was asking about his family background, and this person was telling that he has got two sons. And Srila Prabhupada asked that, so what are your these two children are doing? So this judge, he was explaining to Srila Prabhupada that the first son, he is good, he is studying the law. Then Srila Prabhupada was very happy. He was telling that like father, the like son, so ultimately he will become a judge in future. And when he asked about the second son, who is the younger son, so that time this become the person becomes quite morose. But still he told that, now this my second person, he becomes a thelawala, that he is a cart puller. Then Srila Prabhupada was amazed. He asked him, so that means you are not given education to him? Then this person told that, no, I gave equal education to both of them. But this person, because he was has a love with some low-class woman, so he left all the studies and he left me also. And now he is living in a slum with that girl. Because of his free will, he misused and he just neglected all the facilities given by his father. Even it happens in the case of Ajamila. He was a Brahmin, and because of the association with a low-class woman, he lost all his good qualities. So one time, one devotee, he was driving a vehicle and his gas was finished. So he went to the gas station. So that time, the gas attendant, come to this devotee. So when he saw that person, he was just remembering that I have seen this person somewhere else, somewhere before. So that time, somehow he asked, I think I know you. So that time that person told that, yes, I was also in the Krishna consciousness movement, and he was, previously he was a ex-sannyasi of this ISKCON movement. So, and he came to India, and he was preaching in India. But somehow, because of his free will, he left all the devotional services and he went back to the US. So this free will is there. So one should be very careful that this free will should not become the obstacle on the path of devotional service. One time one devotee was very sick and his mind was very disturbed. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told that he will soon die. So this person becomes very morose. And he went to Srila Prabhupada, and he was forcing Srila Prabhupada that he wanted the Baba's initiation. Though he is not qualified to take the Baba's initiation, but Srila Prabhupada somehow reluctantly agreed. And later, this person went to Mayapur, and there he was chanting. But after some time, he seen that his health is improving. And he went to the doctor, and again the doctor showed that there is no chance that you are going to die. But because of that, when he got this health, again, he has got the free will. He left all the devotional aspects. He went back to US so that he can be with the ex-wife, and he becomes karmi. So because of this free will, we can see that it acts as an obstacle, and the people leave this devotional service and they become karmis. The one more obstacle is the inner motives of the people. When they come to Krishna consciousness movement, we cannot say that they are coming here only for the devotional aspects. They must be having some inner motives. They are called as Kalir Chela. Ehi to ek Kalir Chela, nake tilak galaye mala, sahaj bhajan kachan mamo, sang laiya parer wala. Simply they are applying tilak and they have a bead bag, but their inner motives are different. Hindi, they are called as Bagla Bhagat. They are doing something, but inside their heart, something is going on. One time Srila Prabhupada is in Vrindavan. So that time there was one person, his name was Agarwal. This person, he was in the name of Achyutananda Swami, he was making so many life members. But somehow this person was caught and he was brought to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada he was very merciful, and he told that anyway he person did some mistake, so let us forgive him. So he give one more chance that person so that he can continue his devotional service. But this person, he was adat se majboor. But because of that, he was given the second chance. But after some time, again he found that this person was again stealing so many things. And one day he was just about to run away from the Vrindavan temple. And somehow this person was caught and he was handed over to the police. So that time Srila Prabhupada told that this person is a most fortunate one. Because of his nature, conditioned nature, he was suffering the results. The one more obstacle is the attraction to the Maya Sukh. One time a dog was just roaming and he got a nice flesh or a bone in his mouth. And he was just enjoying that bone and he was walking. And while walking, he just comes on the river bank. And when he comes to the bank of this river, he just saw the reflection. And he saw that there in the water, there is one more dog, which is also having some bone. And he was also enjoying. He thinks that that bone is very nice. Although this dog is relishing that bone, but he was thinking that the other dog who is relishing that bone, this is very nice. So to catch that bone, he just opens his mouth and that bone just falls in the water. So again, when the bone falls in the water, there are ripples. So ultimately, the picture of the dog which was seen in the water, it just vanishes. So ultimately what happens? He lost whatever he was enjoying previously, the bone, and the reflection also, it vanishes. So he doesn't get anything. He becomes na ghar ka, na ghat ka. So one time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, that we came to this Krishna consciousness, but we left so many nice things. Previously, we used to go to the pictures or hotels and we are enjoying like anything. But when we come to the Krishna consciousness, we left everything just because that you are telling that Krishna is there. But if Krishna is not there, then what will happen? Then Srila Prabhupada was telling, you just see your previous life. Previously you are doing all the nonsensical activities. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, even if suppose that Krishna is not there, but you are now, your life is like a first class gentleman. But Krishna is there. But if Krishna is there and you are a non-devotee, then what will happen to you? So it is better that if you are here in Krishna consciousness, whatever you are getting, you please be satisfied with that one. One time one devotee was there and he wanted the higher types of philosophies. So he was never attending the regular Bhagavatam classes. So one time Srila Prabhupada noticed that this person was not attending the regular Bhagavatam classes and he used to go to the other people's discourses to attend other people's discourses. So Srila Prabhupada was very angry and he called that person and he was telling, why you are not attending our regular Bhagavatam classes? And this person told that I'm not enjoying all these things because I want some higher rasa. Then Srila Prabhupada told him that, okay, if somebody is not giving nice classes, then you can come and you give the classes so that others can hear you. But ultimately this person was not agreeable to Srila Prabhupada. And ultimately he left ISKCON and ultimately he becomes later Karmi. And one time one person in Vrindavan, he came to Srila Prabhupada. He is a devotee and he was attracted to learn Ayurveda. So he told Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to learn this Ayurveda. So Srila Prabhupada told him that if you go and start learning this Ayurveda, so there is every chance that your devotional service becomes very slackened. Suppose if you are not practicing when you are doing this, you are studying this Ayurveda and death comes, then what will happen? You will lose the chance that which is already given to you to become Krishna consciousness and become perfected in this human life. And one other time, the other person, he also came to Srila Prabhupada. And he was telling, Srila Prabhupada, you are nicely educated. Even your Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is also very highly educated. And his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is also very educated. So if the person is educated, there is every chance that he can use his education so that he can preach nicely this Krishna consciousness. So I am not that much educated. So let me go out and study in the schools again. So then Srila Prabhupada told that you are giving the Acharya's name, but there is one Acharya, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is illiterate, but he is disciple, he is a big scholar, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the Srila Prabhupada's mood was that whatever you have got, you just apply that one in Krishna consciousness. So please don't go out to hanker for some different qualities. So that is just a waste of time. One time, Satswarup Das Goswami Maharaj, he was writing the book. He was working on the book called Reading in Vedic Literature. So to compile this book, he has to read so many other types of literature so that he can do this book, that is Reading in Vedic Literature. So one of his devotee, he was just helping Satswarup Das Goswami Maharaj so that he can also read the other literatures and he can give the essence to Satswarup Das Goswami Maharaj. So after some time, Satswarup Das Goswami Maharaj seen that this person is very slackened in his devotional sadhana. So he just called that person and he told that, what are you doing? So he asked him what he is doing the whole day. And later he came to know that because he is only reading the books which are other than Srila Prabhupada's books, so his mind becomes contaminated. So later he told that whatever amount you are giving to read all these other literatures, the same amount you should give to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Then only you can survive. One time one devotee, he was studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he thinks that Lord Chaitanya told that the Gopi Bhav is the highest. So one should aspire for this Gopi Bhav. And he started collecting so many other devotees and he started one club called as Gopi Bhav Club. So when Srila Prabhupada heard this, he becomes very furious. And he told that person that before Lord Chaitanya told about the Gopi Bhav, he was also telling that he was a fool. And in CC it is explained, Guru Mora Murkha Dekhi Karilo Shasan. So Srila Prabhupada told him that you also first become fool of your guru, that is me. Then you can jump to this Gopi Bhav. But you first become the fool of your spiritual master. Then he gave one example. In a drug store, there are different types of medicines. But if one just goes there and just gets by his own accord, there is a chance that he may die also. So one should get the drugs by the prescription of a doctor. Otherwise, it is very detrimental. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada told, in my books, everything is written. But you should study my books under my guidance. Otherwise, it will become an obstacle. One time, one person came to Srila Prabhupada, and he was arguing with Srila Prabhupada that Lord Krishna come to this earth to do so many leelas so that the living entities are attracted to the Krishna. So in order to be a part of Krishna's leela, we are also doing the Ras leela so that we can be part of Lord Krishna's leela and we will be attracted by Lord Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada was very furious and he told that Lord Krishna did so many leelas. Why only Ras leela? He also did Kurukshetra leela. So you can do Kurukshetra leela. But these people tell that no, we cannot do that one. Then Srila Prabhupada told his devotees that this person cannot do that one because he has got some sex desire. So sometimes we see that we preach to the many people. They come to the movement of Krishna consciousness. But their faith is not that strong. Their faith, that is Komal Shraddha, very less. So it is the duty or the job of the preacher so that he can just retain his Shraddha so that he should not go out of the devotional service again into the material pole. So this is the expertise of the person, the preacher, who can do this thing. One time there are two merchants and their shops are just opposite. And after some time it is seen that one person's business was flourishing and others was not that good. So the person who is losing in his business, he just came to ask, so what is your business tactics so that he can also apply in his business and he can also flourish. So this person told that generally no one tells about his business secrets, but you are my friend, so I will tell you. So actually these people are the grain merchants. So he told that whenever the customer comes to your shop and he will tell that he wants a 5 kg rice. Suppose he tells that he wanted a 5 kg rice. Then you started, you just take this weighing scale and one side you put the 5 kg weight. And after that you will put the grain on the other side. But what you do when you put the grain, you will put the grain of the quantity more than 5 kg. And later to balance that one, you start taking little from that grain. But when you see the customer, he is always seeing at the rice, because that is his commodity. He is going to take that one. He is always observing what you are doing. But when you see that you are just removing, although you are doing the right thing, but inside he thinks that this person is cheating. He is taking out my quota. So that thing is there in his heart. So he always thinks that this person is a cheater. But when the customer, the same customer comes to me, so and he also asks the 5 kg rice, so what I will do, I will keep 5 kg weight one side, and the other side I will keep the rice which is less than 5 kg. Then I will start adding little in that one, so that it will be balanced. So it will come to the 5 kg. So again the customer is seeing that this person is adding little bit, and he is becoming happy. So this person is giving me more and more and more. So the same business, the same quality of grain, but the attitude is very different. Similarly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sent some of his disciples so that they can preach in the Western world. So some of his disciples went and they were preaching in the London to one very prominent person. And that person asked, can you make me a Brahmina? Then that time his disciples told that if you want to become Brahmin, then you have to follow 4 regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. Then what was the reply? He told, impossible. Because he was thinking that this person was here and he was taking some of my things from my life. So he is very reluctant to agree to this person. So those people lost their customer. On the other hand, the same instruction is given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Srila Prabhupada. And when he went to the West, so that time, what he does, he was not telling about the 4 regulative principles or any of the chanting of the 16 rounds. He was just welcoming them, and he was just feeding them rasgullas, and he was just feeding them gulab jamuns. So these people are thinking that, oh, this person is here. He is not taking anything from our life. He is just giving and giving and giving. So he is very nice person. Then later, Srila Prabhupada started preaching to him. So similarly, when the new person comes, it is the duty of the preacher that he should understand, so that he should not, the devotee, the neophyte devotee, he should not leave Krishna consciousness movement. So it is the merciful nature of the guru that he takes care of these aspects. As yesterday, Anand Nitya Prabhu was nicely explaining about the episode of Chota Haridas. So when one devotee heard about this episode, he asked Srila Prabhupada, in ISKCON, if a devotee falls down, whether he has to commit suicide like Chota Haridas commits, then Srila Prabhupada told that, no, if he is fall down, it is already an automatic suicide, because he has already given a chance to go back to Godhead. But because he is already fall down, he is already spiritually suicide. Then what is the value of his committing material suicide? And one time, in Australia, there was one sannyasi, and he was preaching very nicely. But he has somehow, because of his misfortune, he has some connection with some lady. And one of the devotees reported to Srila Prabhupada, who was in US, that such thing is happening in the Australia. So Srila Prabhupada told that you don't disclose this issue to anyone. So I am coming to Australia. So that time I will take care of this issue. But unfortunately, some other person, he also come to know this issue, and he told to most of the devotees there. So again, this news come to Srila Prabhupada. So that time Srila Prabhupada replied back that now this issue has become very complicated, and it becomes very impossible for him, that person, to return back to our movement. But later, after some time, this person sent his sannyas danda by mail to Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada saw that sannyas danda came to him by mail, he becomes very moved by the gesture of these disciples. He told to his secretary just see, this person has sent this sannyas danda back to me. That means he is ashamed. That means he is sincere. Similarly, we may have so many problems in our devotional path. But if you are sincere and if you are just telling to the seniors that I have such and such problems, then there is every chance that your problems will be rectified and you can retain your Krishna consciousness. And one more thing, the one aspect is the jivva vegam, the tongue. The tongue is very difficult to control. That's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells, that tar madhya jivati lobhamoya sudurmati. One time in San Francisco temple, from his room, from the window, Srila Prabhupada was seeing that some of his disciples, they are just gathered around the ice cream parlor and they are enjoying the ice cream. So when Srila Prabhupada seen this thing, but he did not tell anything and he was tolerant. But later he could understand this is the jivva vega which this maya is just using as a weapon to drag all the devotees out of Krishna consciousness. So he used the same weapon, this jivva vega, so that they can retain in Krishna consciousness. So what he does is, in 22nd Avenue temple, at the temple door, he kept a jar of gulab jamuns. Whenever a person wanted to leave Krishna consciousness, he just passed by that jar and he used to think that, anyway, now this is my last day, let me enjoy that gulab jamun. Then he used to take 1, 2, 3, and either he leaves that idea of leaving the temple, or stomach becomes so full that he cannot move and he will just lie down there only. So by this example, you can see that Srila Prabhupada was expert, that he can use this jivva vega so that the people can retain in Krishna consciousness. One more time, here in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was at Kartikeya Mahadevaya's house. So that time he got a telephone call from Calcutta. And that time, Srila Prabhupada was reported that one of his disciples, he was smoking ganja. So that time, Srila Prabhupada becomes very angry. And he told to the person who is calling in Calcutta, just tell him that he has to stop this, otherwise he will reject him. Then later, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there. He came to Srila Prabhupada and he was asking, Srila Prabhupada, are you serious that you are going to leave, you are reject that disciple? Then Srila Prabhupada told that, even I wanted to do that one, but I cannot do that because the mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is always there for such type of jagais and madhais. So in the devotional path, one should have, one has to tolerate all the onslaughts of these devotional aspects. There are so many things going on, but one should learn to tolerate all the problems. One time there was a devotee, he was living in the Juhu temple and his main service was to make life members. So every day he used to go out and he used to make all the life members all over the Bombay and he used to come back to the Juhu temple. And one day he just returned, that was very late and it was very night, and he just came to the Juhu temple and he just searching for the prasad because he is very hungry. And somehow he could not find any prasad. Because he was too much hungry, he becomes too much angry. And he straight away went to Srila Prabhupada's quarters and he was just started complaining. See, these people are here, they are not doing any services and they just eat and they just sleep here. But we are the people who just go out and do the life membership, and when you come back, we are not getting any prasadam also. So I am totally disgusted and I am going to leave this temple now. Then Srila Prabhupada pacified that person. He told him, just sit down. And he was telling, just see, these people are here. They came here just so that they can serve me nicely. And he gave some example. Srila Prabhupada told him that sometimes while milking a cow, sometimes it kicks also. But you have to tolerate those kicks. Why? Because you wanted the milk. So similarly, we should tolerate all the problems in the devotional path because we wanted the love of Godhead. So the another problem is because of the material modes, the people are the material modes are creating the obstacles in the path of devotional service. Therefore, Krishna told to Arjuna that Nistray Gurnya Bhavarjuna. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture on the pastimes of Ajamila. He was explaining, this Ajamila was a Brahmin. This Brahmin means he is in mode of goodness. But because he is not transcended his mode of goodness to the pure goodness, so because when he saw this low class woman, from the mode of goodness, he comes down to mode of ignorance. He called it as a guna vaichitrya. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada told, in our movement also there are so many nice boys, but somehow because of these modes, they just fall down. And Srila Prabhupada told that even though we are amidst of the different type of problems or different type of devotees or non-devotees, we should be like lotus. Lotus is in a mud, but still it is not muddy. It is not associating with the mud. So Srila Prabhupada told one of the event of his sisters. Srila Prabhupada's sister, she got married when she was 14 years old. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada was a nice, he is coming from a nice Brahmin family. They never eaten meat in their life. But when this Srila Prabhupada's sister got married, but when she came to their in-laws' house, she came to know that their in-laws were eating fish. So she became very disgusted and she started crying like anything. And when her mother-in-law came to know that this lady is crying, so she came to Srila Prabhupada's sister and she was asking, why are you crying? So she told that, I am not going to eat fish in my life. Because she was very determined, just seeing the determination of that lady, her mother-in-law allowed her to cook separately for her. So the rest of the life she never ate any fish. Similarly, if you are determined, even though you are amidst of the non-devotees, there is every chance that you cannot come in the problems of the materialistic people. And Krishna tells that Mamaivamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So previously the living entities are there in the Krishna Loka enjoying with the Lord Krishna. But even though we are in Krishna Loka, there is a chance that we just fall down from the spiritual world also. But now we are living on the lap of Maya. So what is the hope for us? Even a little negligence in our part, then our devotional life will be completely doomed. So in essence, the person who comes to Krishna consciousness, his life is good. And the person who does not come to Krishna consciousness, his life is bad. The person who comes to Krishna consciousness, but when he leaves, his life becomes ugly. Because he is not enjoying the material happiness or the spiritual happiness. He is the most miserable person. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.